Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon joins me. I'm Kat Cullen. We're looking at the things that we can watch. Susie, are you taking us out to the cinema this week?
G'day, Kat. I certainly am. We can go to the cinema these days, so we might as well see what's on. And I've got a very interesting movie for you. This one is showing at the Cine 17, and it is in English with French subtitles. It is called Our Friend. It stars Casey Affleck, Dakota Johnson, and the ever-funny Jason Segel from How I Met Your Mother. Now, this one is not a comedy per se. It is about Dane, Nicole, and Matt. They've been friends forever, and they met through Nicole's work. Over the years, Dane always shows up for his friends. When Matt and Nicole receive life-altering news, Dane is once again there for them, whether they like it or not. His presence means his own life and relationships are on hold, but being there will have an effect on their lives that runs deeper than they ever expected.
Okay, you say this one not a comedy, but there are moments of comedy within it. I mean, essentially, let's spell it out. Nicole receives a terminal ovarian cancer diagnosis, and, you know, it's hard to find the humor in cancer, that's for sure. But this film does set out to find its moments, doesn't it?
That's right. So Jason Segel is generally considered a funny man actor. He is starring in some really funny films such as the cult classic Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and you might know him and recognize him from TV hit How I Met Your Mother. And while this film is kind of said as a comedy drama, critics have really praised Jason for his acting chops in this role, noting his ability to switch from that really goofy guy to this dedicated friend that is always there for them.
Let's have a quick listen.
Hey buddy, it's Matt. Want to see how you were doing.
Hi, Fruloop.
Hi, Farface.
Mom!
Hi, girls.
Hi, Fruloop.
Hey, how you feeling?
Tired. Thanks for being here.
I will miss it.
Can we talk for a minute, Matt?
It's going to get very hard. You're going to see things from Nicole never seen before.
You don't need to do this alone.
It is a bit of a tearjerker. It's all based on a true story. And in fact, this story was first told through an article that Matthew, the main character in this, Matthew Teague, wrote this article for Esquire. And then the header for that article is his wife was just 34. They had two little girls. The cancer was everywhere. And the parts of dying that nobody talks about were about to start. His best friend came to help out for a couple of weeks and he never left. Tell us more about that article.
Yeah, so Matt wrote this essay detailing the help his friend Dane offered and everything that comes with dealing with a spouse who is dying. Matt's essay was published in the Esquire magazine, like you said, and it actually won a national magazine award, so it got a lot of attention. It details the harsh realities and unpleasantness of watching a loved one suffer, as well as the gritty details of living with a spouse with cancer. And it's a much starker look at this very, very deep subject than the movie portrays. So the movie kind of adds a little bit of fun and comedy to it while also still dealing with that very, very serious topic of cancer.
It is a tough one to get through. The article is tough. Obviously, if you go out to the cinema, take some tissues with you. There are moments of humor, but overall, it's a brutal, brutal subject to be looking at and finding this humour within it. Let's move on and look at something that we can watch at home. This is Mayor of Easttown, and this is brought to you by Sky Show.
Yeah, so this one is starring Kate Winslet, Guy Pearce, and Evan Peters, and it is about Detective Mayor Sheenan. She's a former teenage basketball star. She investigates a recent murder while also trying to solve a murder from a year ago, and she's also trying to stop her own life from falling apart. Because her investigation has yielded no results in a year, the locals don't think much of her skills, all while living in the shadow of this one trick shot that gave her her sporting fame in the town. Mayor must deal with the locals as well as her own divorce, a family suicide as well as drugs and a custody battle, all while she's trying to solve these two murders that plague her and the police department.
I'm glad that you mentioned that trick shot that she did at one point. It will make it so much more easy to understand this little trailer snippet.
The Easttown Police Department received a call reporting a dead body in Creedham Creek.
We've decided to bring in a county detective to assist with the case.
Why do they call you Lady Hawk?
I made a shot in a basketball game.
Must have been some shot.
Around here, yeah.
The terrible events of this past year have ravaged this community.
Yeah? Who did this?
So there you'll hear Kate Winslet, who is British, adopting a particular accent.
Yeah, Kat, how good are you at accents? Can you do any funny American accents?
Probably badly.
All right, well, this show is filmed and set in Philadelphia. It's in a particular part that has its own accent. Kate Winslet, she wanted to adopt the local accent. It's called the Delco accent, which is short for Delaware County. It has its own version of Philadelphia English, if you can believe it. And Kate Winslet stated that it was the hardest accent she's ever had to learn. It caused her so much frustration that she was throwing things across the room. But she really felt it was important to get this accent right, because in this show, she feels that the community itself is an integral character in the story. So she wanted to emphasize that and make it a big part of the show.
It's a series released week by week. It has got the gossip going online.
That's right. So it's coming out week by week, with the first three episodes coming out on the 21st of May in Switzerland. So there is already speculation rife online about this show. And what they're discussing is who is the killer and how that person might be connected to Mare herself. Some of the characters being suspected of the murder is Mare herself, maybe one of her children, or perhaps her new lover. And we're just going to have to watch the show week by week to find out who it is.
So this show is brought to us by HBO. It's worth noting, though, that Sky Show have all HBO productions in exclusivity. So Sky Show are HBO's distributor in Switzerland for all shows in English, and also in German too, as a side note. Today, that means that they have 90 HBO series available and 120 HBO movies, amongst everything else that they have on, starting from $9.90 a month on Sky Show. That's all HBO shows and more. It's actually a huge bargain. If you're not yet convinced, take their 7-day free trial. You can go directly to Sky Show online, or you can visit our website for links for the 7-day free trial, as well as more podcasts from Susie and I, all at worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Who could want anything more? Thanks very much, Susie.
You're welcome. Enjoy the movies.
Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.